Hello, and welcome to the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. My name is Brian Wright. I'll be your host for the next hour as we listen to records today from 1913 all the way up to 1955 and all points in between. There's no real theme on today's program. It's an assortment of records that I like for various reasons, and I hope you'll like some of them too. Why don't we go ahead and get started with a record by Jack Shilkret's orchestra. Jack Shilkret was the younger brother of popular bandleader Nat Shilkret, who was also the A&R man for the Victor label in the 19-teens and 20s. Jack Shilkret was born in New York City in 1896 and organized his first band in the early 1920s. He recorded a fair number of records for the Victor label in the 1920s before moving over to the ARC group of labels in the 1930s, for which he recorded prolifically. In the meantime, he was active in radio, accompanying singers Julia Sanderson and Frank Crummett. He was also an active composer, and he wrote songs with titles like On the Isle of Madeira, Copenhagen Love Song, Just Another Kiss, Lazy Summer Moon, She's the Daughter of Katie, Make Believe, Somebody Like You, and Who's Excited? The record we'll listen to now was recorded January 5th, 1926. It's Victor 19931. It was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. It's an appropriate enough title. It's called I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up. Such a sucker for those endings with fancy cymbal work. And we even got a few bonus claps this time around. Good record. That's called I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up, Jack Shokrit's Orchestra, recorded in New York, January 5th, 1926. Jack Shokrit was a clarinetist. He was also a pianist. And in addition to composing pop songs, he also wrote music for movie short subjects and United States government films. He died in New York City, where he was born, in 1964, at the age of 67, of a heart attack. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. This next little set was inspired by a recent trip to Japan, in which I had the opportunity to climb Mount Fuji all the way to the summit. Now, I don't claim to be the most physically fit person, and I'm not as active usually as I should be, and I'll admit, it was a tough haul getting all the way up to the top, but I'm happy to say I made it up there, and so climbing mountains has been a bit on my mind recently, so we'll hear some mountain songs. First, Albert Campbell and Henry Burr on a Columbia 78 recorded in April of 1919. The song is called I'm Going to Climb the Blue Ridge Mountains Back to You, Columbia A2744. After that, we'll hear a bit of Irish music with fiddler James Morrison, another Columbia record from the 1920s this time. Two tunes, The Return of Spring and The Mountain Pathway. This is one of those gorgeous Green Label Ethnic Series Columbia records, number 33088-F. And we'll wrap up the set with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra from May of 1926, a tune by Lou Brown and Sidney Clare called I'd Climb the Highest Mountain If I Knew I'd Find You. Three mountain songs now, starting with Albert Campbell and Henry Burr. I'm Going to Climb the Blue Ridge Mountains Back to You.
Blue earth. I will find find someone I know is truer than Dynamite. Pretty mountain roads are up in your gingham clothes. I'm going to climb the great mountain back.
Thank you.
That song, I'd Climb the Highest Mountain If I Knew I'd Find You, was a big hit for Al Jolson in 1926, but we heard an instrumental version recorded that same year by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, Victor Record number 20045. Incidentally, that tune was also the basis of what would become known as For No Reason at All in C, recorded by Tram, Bix, and Lang, that of course being Frankie Trumbauer, Big Spiderbeck, and Eddie Lang. Before that, we heard James Morrison, the fiddler, playing The Return of Spring and The Mountain Pathway, recorded in the late 1920s for Columbia Records, and we led off the set with Albert Campbell and Henry Burr, a vocal duet recorded for Columbia in 1919, I'm Going to Climb the Blue Ridge Mountains Back to You. Those three songs, inspired, as I said, by a recent climb I made up to the summit of Mount Fuji, and if you ever find yourself in Japan and in the vicinity of Mount Fuji and you have a couple days to spare, I'd highly recommend it if you think your knees can take it, and it will give your knees a good workout. You don't need to be an expert mountain climber, you just have to have a little patience and, as I say, some knees that will be forgiving. The suggested itinerary is usually that you start out from the Fifth Line station at about noon or 1 o'clock and take 3 or 4 hours to hike up to one of the mountainside huts that they have on the side of the mountain. You make a reservation in advance and spend a few hours. You might want to take some earplugs and an eye mask because you'll be sleeping shoulder to shoulder with a number of other hikers, assuming you do sleep at all, which in my case I didn't. And then you get up at about midnight or 1 a.m. and hike all through the night up to the summit so you can be there when the sunrise comes. And it's a lot of work. It's cold, even in August. You may want to take a jacket, but it's oh so worth it. The view from the top, especially if you're able to catch it on a clear morning as the sun comes up, is really, really spectacular. Well, I could go on and on, but we're here for the record, so let's continue now. I have a pair of records by a couple of notable virtuosi on their respective instruments. First, Rudy Weedoft, saxophonist, to Columbia Record from February of 1924. One of his own compositions, it's called Saxima. And we'll hear Frank Banta at the piano alongside Rudy Weedoft. That's Columbia 84-D. After that, we'll hear Guido Darrow and a thing called Song of Naples that he recorded on the accordion for Columbia Records in 1913. Guido Darrow, quite an interesting character. He was born in 1886 in Italy. His parents owned a dairy farm and also raised wine grapes and other fruit. And Guido, it seems, developed some musical abilities when he was still a child playing the ocarina, and that led to accordion lessons. And his father encouraged him because if he would play accordion on the street outside the family shop, it would attract potential customers. Well, eventually, Guido got so good at this that he left home to avoid an arranged marriage and also to go out as a performer. He toured Germany, France, Italy, and was tapped to head over to Seattle in 1908 to perform at the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition by a well-known Italian accordion maker, the Ronco Vercelli Accordion Company. At the World's Fair, he gained quite a bit of fame and honed his skills, and when it was over, he stuck around Seattle for a while and then went out on the Orpheum vaudeville circuit, performing vaudeville all over the country and became one of the highest-paid vaudeville stars. This led to recordings with Columbia and Edison all the way through the 19-teens. In the 1920s, he opened up a series of accordion schools around the country and led these all the way into the 1930s. Guido Darrow died in 1950. We'll hear Guido Darrow second in this next set. As I already said, we'll start with Rudy Weedoft and his saxophone. Here's Saxima. Thank you. Isn't that great? Guido Dero and a thing called Song of Naples, written by De Curtis, recorded for the Columbia label, record number A1720, recorded in 1913. Before that, Rudy Weedoft and his saxophone, with Frank Banta at the piano, Saxima, one of Rudy Weedoft's own compositions, recorded for Columbia, on February 7th, 1924. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack. I want to take a moment to pause and thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to email me, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. You can just say hi, or if you like, send along comments, questions, suggestions, or requests. I welcome them all. Okay, the next two records I have for you are both Ellington-related, although Ellington is nowhere to be found on the first record. Instead, the performer is Dinah Shore with Henry Levine and his Dixieland Octet, of NBC's Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. That's quite a mouthful. I was recently listening to a number of these NBC Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street programs. Fortunately, a number of the radio programs do survive, and they're really a lot of fun. Great music with guest performers that range from the Ink Spots to Art Tatum, and even the house band led by Henry Levine and Paul Laval. They're great as well. The program was a send-up on those classical music broadcasts of the days, with an overly formal-sounding announcer who reads some humorous script, and then you mix in the good music. It's a lot of fun if you ever have a chance to hear them. This is Victor Record number 27624, a song written by Duke Ellington. It's called Sophisticated Lady, recorded August 11th, 1941. After that, we'll hear Ivy Anderson singing with the Duke himself and his famous orchestra, a Columbia recording of Stormy Weather, recorded February 14th, 1940. So two now related to the great Duke Ellington, starting with Dinah Shore. Here's Sophisticated Lady.
They say into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame. A flame that flickered one day, then died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow, I see you now. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow. Nonchalant, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost so long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry. Smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, so nonchalant. Diamond shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry. Sophisticated lady,
sun up in the sky. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, blues walked in and met. If he stays away, old rocking chair again. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together. Raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
I don't know if I've ever heard a bad version of Stormy Weather. It's just such a good song, and that's a great record of it. Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra with Ivy Anderson singing it. Stormy Weather. From February of 1940. And we preceded that with Dinah Shore and Henry Levine and his Dixieland Octet of NBC's Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street with the Ellington song Sophisticated Lady, recorded August 11th, 1941. Well, let's keep the shellac stack moving along now with a record from Adrian Rollini and his orchestra, recorded for the Melotone label, November 24th, 1933. Herbert Weil is the vocalist. The song is called I Raised My Hat, Melotone 12855.
Full of joy and ecstasy. So I raised my hat, she raised her eyes, it was easy as ABC. The trees were full of birds, the birds were full of song, the song kept saying kiss her tenderly. So I raised my arms, she raised her lips, and now she belongs to me. I said, would you like to cuddle? Would you like a little bit of love? She said, of course I'd like to cuddle. What do you think that I'm made of? And now we've got a house. The house is full of rooms. Of course you know we've got a nursery. Cause I raised my hat, she raised her eyes. Now we're raising a family. Thank you.
Brian Rust's Jazz Records discography says it's Benny Goodman playing clarinet, but the new Johnson & Shirley American Dance Band discography says it's Artie Shaw. We don't really get to hear too much clarinet on that record, so I don't suppose it matters much one way or the other. The real star, of course, is the trumpet player, who is fantastic, but not identified in either of those discographies. Bunny Berrigan was on a session a few months earlier with Adrian Rollini, so maybe he's the mystery trumpet player there. I'm sure a person with keener ears than I will be able to identify the trumpet player. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that it is Berrigan, but I'm sure somebody listening will have a more informed opinion about that than I do. Adrian Rollini and his orchestra, I Raised My Hat, recorded for the Melotone label in New York, November 24th, 1933. Well, I have a pair of Victor Dance Bands from 1927 for you now. We'll start with Waltz Time and George Olsen and his music. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. Wonderful tune by Irving Berlin. We'll hear the vocal trio of Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice. This one was recorded November 1st, 1927. We'll follow that with a hot number from Gene Goldkett's orchestra, Who's Your Sweetheart, which closes with a fantastic, rousing chorus featuring some terrific slap bass from Steve Brown, Victor 20471, from January 31st, 1927. Ray Muir is the vocal on that one. So, let's start now with George Olsen's music. Here's The Song Is Ended.
Thank you. stay away too long? Is it true someone new takes my place when I'm gone? Who's your sweetheart? Wait for me. Who's your sweetheart? Soon I'll be rolling high back to my Indiana and you. Who's your sweetheart? Say who.
That is one of my favorite Gene Goldkett records, Who's Your Sweetheart, from January of 1927. Before that, George Olsen and his music with The Song Is Ended, But the Melody Lingers On. Well, the program isn't ended, not yet anyway. I do have three more records in this next set, and these are three totally different records. I just pulled three things that I like. They have nothing whatsoever to do with each other. There's no theme here, except that these all date from the early to mid-1950s. First, from July of 1950, we'll hear Flip Phillips and his orchestra, a Mercury 78, number 8935, Dream a Little Dream of Me. After that, we'll hear something from Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. How's that for an about-face? We'll hear Columbia 21248. This is a lovely DJ pressing, nice quiet surface. From August of 1953, we'll hear Someone Took My Place With You. Lester Flatt is the vocalist on that. And we'll close this set with J.P. Morgan and a really fantastic version of Swanee with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra, RCA Victor 20-6182 from 1955. So, three more 78s to round out this edition of the Shellac Stack, starting with Flip Phillips. Thank you.
you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in the IX. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Swanee,
I'm coming back to Swanee,
to Swanee,
Mammy,
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 Mammy.
I love the old folks at home.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee.
I'd give the world to be among the folks in the IX. I even know my
Mammy. Praying for me down by the Swanee.
The folks up north will see me no more
when I go to the Swanee shore.
We started out the last set with Flip Phillips and his orchestra, Dream a Little Dream of Me from 1950. Then it was Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys from 1953 with Someone Took My Place With You. And from 1955, we closed with J.P. Morgan and Swanee, and a rousing rendition it was. My name is Brian Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in and spending this hour with me, listening to 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. I hope you had half as much fun as I did, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more records. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.